Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
We have answers, or we'll make them up.
Who's back?
I'm Kelly.
And there's so many. Okay, look at question number 60.
Really, what?
progress your lifetime. I remember being introduced to the idea of reincarnation at maybe 8 or 10 years old. Everything. You know, finally, there's a concept. Because I figure brother and my dad could forgive me for. And I'm not stepping on anybody's feelings too hard here. It's just. The God, at my understanding, wouldn't that be one that would study to hell? She was brought up in a, you know, circumstances and or murdered. Or, my parents could for anything. You know, being me or she give us a number of chances. You know, messed up. So reincarnation really appeals to me, the idea that from lifetime to lifetime, progress. Now, how much progress do we make? Psychic injury. Studied, I must be. He was once asked in a deep, each soul, for what it set out, karmic. He said, in the main, about half. And at one level, that kind of sounds good to me. Other, it's like, no, the last, yes, and I think I have the answer. I failed! but that should give you some indication. Sometimes fight off the idea that we, our families, is where we're going into circumstances. I think that's a fascinating concept. People say, that makes, oh, you're making it all my fault. I was born into this family where, you know, mom or dad was an alcoholic. So mom said, is a very compassionate, but rather it can be structured to say, first it shows this family, God forbid this one, we've all done that, to, you know, and that does not mean to, a parent, for example, could not hope that they chose to indicate to be a drunk, really. But rather that they have free will too. So then there's an opportunity to work on whether they want to make. So the idea that things are very flexible, each soul has.
I think we have to be careful there.
Very much do. I sound like we're all for doing something or that we're not good enough. That's why we have bad situations. It's all. From my perspective, I have to kind of detach that and just go, okay, if my soul in this is not okay, well, this situation is something new where I can best learn.
It's a great question. Oh, not that one, Greg. Simply this. What can I learn? What can I learn from the current situation that could not learn their way? Okay? And we have to be really careful here. If somebody says, well, you know, well, I'm married to, and it's abuse, physically abusive. Married to a alcoholic. And I don't know, that's a, some of the questions you really pray about. You observe that, step back in as much love as possible, and it might stay for a time and give them grow. We don't know what that lesson is, so we want to be there. Oh, because we just first. Oh, that's probably not the lesson, but there is. And bring this part of meaningless. But it's hard. Oh, this is not for nothing. asshole may have taken this on. There's a problem in that. It's like, yeah, I'm not a victim here. I think I am. Business deal went about taking, stepping back or taking him to court. I don't know.
Now, somebody has asked a question, and I'm making notes, and whether I get to all of you, but I will do my best. I caught Ellen's question. What is my best part in the relationship? I believe that they made. So her life path, she has been connected to relationship to the process. Now, Al, I'm going to touch on you for just a second here, because I know that in this life, you're the kind of person who wants people, and that you have a lot of release negative energy. And you've had some experiences in this lifetime that have been very challenging. But your soul tells you, and you have been doing some of them, and you have set yourself on a path that is clear to you. And part of this is here, because your past life, you were the kind of person they did. And there was another test. It's where you were there. You were helping. Yeah. You were mentally dying. Okay, on your journey. And
that's a pretty good question. The observant is kind of on a need to know basis. There's probably some people that we'd love to hear from you. Suddenly you knew you did something, or you country or a certain person. You had a memory, and you knew somehow that you'd been or even if you couldn't explain how or why. You listened to, I don't know, maybe a quarter of all the romantic songs of somehow I feel like I've known you before. Probably did. That's why. So some people do bits and pieces. Some people don't. In some ways, it's probably a good idea that we forget some things so that we have so that we start over with a person. Forward. River of forgetfulness.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
But that's not all.
I'm sure you have more than a dozen. I mean, if we are eternal, can you imagine how many past or are currently that out there? Now, Aloha is that I saw here says, why did my son this chaotic? We have talked about this a little bit on it. And when we think about this, that why are you alive? Why are you alive?
Then I studied 14,000. He said that, you know, the age of Aquarius, and said a lot had been at Atlantis were in life holes, or some of you may be familiar with the term bodhisattvas, enlightened, maybe able to work out their karma, or to serious life pretty much need all of us. And I think this is important. There's a sense of my soul. Well, I'd love to be enlightened. Or I'd love to be somebody that could influence kindness. But I'm just me, and I'm traffic, fussy with my spouse, and blah, 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 blah. The spirit in my essence, if I can take telling here, needs you right where you're at. Right at whatever level of spiritual performance. Every time you do a loving for something, loving, you smile at somebody. I think you mean by that. Be active kindness, little gift, smile, a joke. All those are day-to-day ways to bring light and love to the increments that they set. So the best rises is all. So spirit leads you right where you're at.
Exactly. And we have to big self-realization when real. It is visual. Talk to a lot. And they want to know how they can make it. Think about there and out there, and you are possible. I call it a ripple effect that is going out and into a, right? A tsunami. And all that. Let's, Greg are offering a class. 17 separate evenings class. Do something one night, then I'll embrace the life. All about who you are, both night with yourself. And if you want to share just a few more thoughts on this, now that, yeah, I'm not letting you can grab it. You don't have to pay anything because we love to. And we thought people would really be interested in strengthening their connection and getting into the link. So if and the link is at the top of the description. Quite a cool. But anyway.
Not out of my way at all. We're right in the same page here. Yeah, well, one of the things I'm excited about and we'll be doing tonight, quite lighting, that I have heard places at center, like Boston, at place at a first village in any religion in the United States. A physical place at the beginning of the proceed basically feeling first hand with you. You know, it might be worth. One way we can learn about things is to understand.
Or a college, whatever.
Another thing is that the
research, my book, The Quickening, about it.